For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Now, look, the Surf Coast Trek, that was one of my favourite days I think I've ever had.
The best.
It was back in the 9th of May.
Yeah.
So it's been a few months since the Surf Coast Trek. And like I said, really, really fantastic day. I did the 23-kilometre trek from Anglesey through to Torquay. Had one of the loveliest times of my life.
Literally, and you did it with a group of people that we work with. I did it a couple of years ago by myself. I did the 40K one. I genuinely had one of the greatest days ever.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful where we get to walk. Obviously, all for a great cause. The incredible people at Give Where You Live and the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the community feel, the excellence of it, it's incredible.
It really is. Next year, I'm actually going to do the 40-kilometre trek.
Full bunger.
Yeah. But look, there has been something that isn't the best outcome from the Surf Coast trek. I'm just going to come out and say it. Look, I've lost a toenail.
Yeah. Sister, same. I lost three. Yeah, two on the left, one on the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
It's my big toe.
No! Same, sister.
Now, this has never happened to me before in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And I get really grossed out by things. Like, I just get very upset by anything that's just a little bit yucky, if I'm honest.
Well, the idea of a toenail coming, because they're, and the same with fingernails, they're always there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're always there. They're embedded in your fingers,
your
toes. They're part of you. They're deep. They're growing from you. And the idea of it not being there is off-putting.
Yeah. So I want to know what you got to do about this situation. So obviously, the toenail, I mean, it's holding on. It's there. I showed you today. It's there.
It's hanging on by the the toenail. What would you call
it? Nail polish.
Nail polish. Mm. That's the only reason it's still there.
Well, I've been doing that on purpose to keep it
glue,
in place, like glue. Because devastating. Because I don't know what you do. I don't know that I'm going to cope with seeing a nub down there. If I'm honest, the nub is making
nub.
Me concerned.
Yep. So I lost left big toe, left little toe, right little toe. Now, the little toes, like, that's how because I played footy and got stomped on a few times, those little toes, they're hanging on by a thread, my little toes. Like, those toenails have come and gone. Like, they're not full-time employees, you know?
Yeah.
They're casuals. But when I lost my big left toe nail, because it started out as this big bruise, and I was like, that doesn't look good. And I thought I got out of it because the bruise kind of went away.
That's
whatever.
What I thought. I thought, I'm okay. I'm in the clear. It's been months.
Yeah, and then it started just looking a bit funny, and then it was very, like, it didn't hurt, but it didn't feel good.
No.
And then, yeah, one day, this is the worst part of it.
No.
I was playing indoor beach volleyball here in Geelong, and at the start of the game, I had the toenail. At the end of the game, I didn't.
And we don't know where it went. I'm concerned. We're heading into sandal season right now. Do you paint the stub? Like, do you?
You have to.
Anyone that's had experience in this, feel free to give us a call. Just, you don't have to come on air about it, but I personally need this information on 52232955. Do you paint the stub? Do you get a little silicone toe to go over the top? What are we doing? Are we wrapping it up? Like, is it a mummy toe for the next 3 months? I don't know.
So I'll give it. Do you want like the nuts and bolts of like what's to come? It's going to take a while for it to come back once it goes off.
Okay.
Like, it took me about a year and a half for it to, but it's never been better. I'll tell you, brighter skies are ahead, but some storms are definitely in your path. It did not hinder my sandal season. You know, I'm a Birkenstock guy.
Yeah, but you've got no shame.
Yep. and yeah, like it's not pretty, but boy, does it get some air. And you need to let it get air. And I think this is going to be to your benefit. I think this is, look, we've got Lloyd from Armstrong Creek calling. Lloyd, have you got any experience losing a toenail and it coming back?
Not so much toenails, but fingernails and all that sort of stuff. I actually had a good fingernail a few years ago when I was working on a production line. And what happened was I was swinging really hard with a hammer. And the production line moved down, and as I went for an almighty swing, I smashed my thumb.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to wear a thumb sock?
It didn't feel very nice for the next few weeks, and then my thumb eventually fell off, and somehow fell off, and then grew back in with me for about 6 months.
Well, Lloyd, I just need to know, will I be okay? Is everything going to be okay?
So, in the position you're fine, because my partner's going through the same thing you are right now.
Yeah.
She's got a black toenail, and all she's been doing is painting it. And
I can only assume that Lloyd is giving us some encouraging advice.
The best pep talk we all never heard.
Tim and Davo. I bloody love this country and I bloody love our accent.
It's a great accent. It's a beautiful thing to have. It really stands out in films when there's just one Aussie, especially in American films. And like they just go, I swear they make it sound, they exaggerate it by so
like
much.
Broader.
Because you go, it can't be what we sound like. But I just love how lazy it is. It sounds so comfortable. It sounds friendly. It doesn't sound like we're working hard.
No, absolutely. And I mean, we've lived all over the country, you and I. I mean, yep. I was up in Darwin recently and the accent you get up there is incredible. So broad, yep. So amazing.
There's a bit of time where I spent about a year and a half in central Queensland. And yeah, that really affected the people around me that weren't from there as well. So, but it's nice. It's like, I feel like in America and England, it's so distinct, the accents where they're from, like a Southern American accent compared to like someone in New York. In Australia, it's a lot more subtle. It's all vowel related, like plant. Mm-hmm. That's the big one for like South Australians are always called like the fancy Australians.
Yeah, dance, all that sort of gear.
We love it.
But I think the Australian accent can do so much, but something that it cannot do is sing R&B.
Ooh, yeah. I thought you were going to say sing, and I was like, how dare you? Because we got like Missy Higgins and we got Kiss Chasey who have pioneered Australian accents in singing.
No, and I love that so much. But you always hear that in rock styles, in acoustic styles, in all these different ways. But I just think R&B is not our forte.
No, because like you hear it in rap, but yeah, definitely R&B. I literally can't think of one person that's ever had a go.
Well, I thought I'd put it to the test today and try and sing some R&B songs. Now, look, I apologise in advance for this because...
Don't say sorry.
It's not great. Don't like, the vocals aren't 10 out of 10. But
don't say sorry.
We're giving it everything we've got. So let's see how the Aussie accent sounds with a bit of the R&B.
I'm just a bachelor looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride. Without even falling off. Gotta be compatible and take me to my limits. Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't want to get off. If you're horsey, let's do it.
Safe.
Ride it, my pony.
Yeah.
My okay.
Not sure, hey?
Saddles.
I mean, Missy Higgins crossover with Genuine Pony.
Okay.
I mean, we could try something else. What a bit of TLC Scrubs.
A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly and he's also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and he just sits on his broadcast. So, no, I don't want your number. No,
no.
I don't want to give you mine. And
no.
I don't want to meet you nowhere. No.
No,
I don't want none of your time. No, I don't want no scrub.
Yeah.
It's very assertive, isn't it?
It's tough to listen to, that's for sure. But look, there was one other song that I thought if there was any crossover where it might work, it could be Cisco, Thong Song.
She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what? Baby movie butt, bat, bat. Think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what? All night long. Let me see that thong. Baby. That thong, 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 thong. I like when the beat goes. Baby, make your booty go.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Davo, your lovely mother Irene, also known as Reenie, is staying with you at the moment in your studio apartment.
Yeah, with her bestie Jeanette. So the three of us having a sleepover for 10 days.
Yep, sharing, you know, 7 square metres, having a ball. But
man, it's good.
We had lunch today with your mum and it was so great to see her. And she gave actually me an incredible, thoughtful, lovely gift for myself and my wife who are expecting a little girl at the end of the year.
Yes.
And to not cry at a dumpling restaurant was the hardest challenge that I've had in a very long time.
Yeah, well, she threw me under the bus as well and said that I called you guys special. Well, you special, a special person in my life. I said, well, I never said that and I never will.
Yeah, don't say that, Mum. Don't tell him that. So that was really cool. But last week I know you were getting your place ready. It's like whenever you have friends or family come and visit, you want to, like, even though they all know who we are, and but you immediately go, well, I have to make my place look like a display home.
No,
like,
of course.
No one's ever lived there before. So you were telling me that you were just like doing some general tidy up, and you the one thing you kept putting off was this tray in the sink, and you were like, oh, yeah, it's been there a while, soaking for a while. And I have been putting this off for about a week, but I want to know, how long's that tray been in the sink soaking before you clean it?
Tim, I'm not going to lie. You've caught me. I'm not good at these sort of things, no, cleaning.
It has very air mattress energy, which is, you. And this is when another family member visited and you blew up the air mattress and it was inflated from opening round of the AFL season to round 12.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. A bit of admin gear going on at my house. I don't know. You know, I just sort of leave things. I procrastinate. Much like I'm procrastinating telling you that that tray, which was a pot,
was a pot.
Sitting there for no less than 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 5 weeks, I'd say. Remember that beautiful pasta that you told me to cook
in June?
No,
that's longer than 5 weeks ago.
It couldn't have been June.
I feel like you're being like, is it five? Is it more than five?
Nah, it would have been about 5 weeks, I reckon. It's got a soak. It had things on there that needed to be good scrubbed off, and I let it soak because you got to make sure it soaked. And then every now and then I would get rid of that soaking. I think, oh, that needs a bit longer. Put fresh water in, and then
like any soap or anything.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not an animal.
Oh no, sorry. that's a fair bit of time.
Yeah.
And do you feel like it really got the good cleaning after, you know, 70 odd days of soaking?
Yeah, I mean, it's spotless now, and I think I made the right decision for myself at the time.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Did you just throw it out?
No. Not this time.
Is this something that happens a lot? Because I've got a couple of mates that are big soakers and they will just leave stuff out for weeks.
I think it's a great way to feel like you've ticked a box of cleaning something even though you haven't. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just put it in there?
I was having a bit of trouble with the dishwasher. We don't need to get into that sort of argy-bargy.
Sorry. Yeah, I am. It's a bit argy-bargy.
But there is an element of like you've put water in that, you put soap in that, it's sitting there, you've ticked the box. Technically, you are in the process of cleaning it. When you finish that process, that's no one's business.
Are you trying to claim that you're cleaning it more thoroughly than what I am?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because I didn't soak my pot for 7 days. I have a lot of people like you in my life, Davo, that...
great, gorgeous, incredible, talented, those sort of people.
that seem to do this. But it's fine. But I think that, let's say 5 weeks, that's the maximum.
Mm.
I think that's rookie numbers. I think people are listening right now and they go, 5 weeks, that's nothing, sister.
I really hope so.
52232955. How long did you let it soak for? Like, I'm talking baking trays, these pots, these pans, cutlery, you just left them in the sink. And it definitely happens more when you're living alone. Because I know I used to do it a little bit. But normally it'd be like 2 days and I go, Tim, get you together, mate.
Good
Come
on
you.
Not all of us. I mean, look, if you've let it soak, let us know. Or if you're someone that's a cleaning expert and knows how long you should let something soak, we'd love to hear from you.
Hopefully it's only 4 weeks. 52232955. Jess, who's currently on maternity leave, one of her superpowers was letting things soak over the years. There was an 8-weeker on like a lasagna tray.
8 weeks?
8 weeks. So wow. two whole months. And I don't even think that's like including a February. I think it was two long months, 231 days, you know. So
I like it. You and your gremlin women here on the show, we absolutely love it.
That's all right. Stacey in Corio has given us a call. Stacey, how long did you let it soak?
I cannot honestly remember exactly how long it was, but it was at least 9 to 10 weeks.
Yeah.
My husband left a baking tray. He insisted it would not fit to soak properly in the kitchen sink, so we put it in the laundry sink. But, of course, he doesn't do the laundry, so he never went back in there.
Yeah.
And by the time he remembered and I bugged him enough to actually pull it out, it had rusted to the point we had to throw it out.
Rusted. Yeah, rusted. And I didn't know that that could happen, so it's good to know.
Neither did I.
Well, that's the thing. Out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. And once it's out of the kitchen, you are in big trouble. So you're saying that for 1/5 of the year, the entire calendar year, that thing was just sitting in the sink, soaking, rusting, bacteria just forming and just doing its thing.
Yep. It got to the point where I'm just like, I don't even know what's in the sink anymore, babe, but you've got to go in there and get rid of it because the smell is going to make me vomit and I'm not doing any more washing until you fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the out of sight, out of mind stuff does work because sometimes I'll load my dishwasher up, which doesn't really work, close the drawer and leave it there. And you're just like, you know what? When I need a dish, I'll get one out of there. It's like storage.
Yeah, it's a hidden shelf.
It's Tim and Davo.
All over the news this week, it is all talking about book week.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's my son's daycare at the moment as well.
And even daycare's doing it too.
Yeah, kindies, daycares, they're getting into it. And so our son goes 4 days a week. He's three. And so we've come up with four different outfits. And boy, are we being creative with outfits.
Yeah. Are you doing anything that is like not book related? Because there's been a bit of controversy online about you're not allowed to do things that aren't real book characters.
Oh.
So I think even like Spider-Man, people are sort of going, maybe not, but there are Spider-Man books. So, you know, you can't really, where are we drawing the line?
So my wife's rule has been, did it cost us $0 this week? Firstly, yes, so far. Tick. Secondly, has this character been in a book? Yes. Were they made famous from a book? Is not a rule that we are abiding. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, yesterday our son went as Bluey. And now Bluey is famously a TV show.
Yes.
I've got some Bluey books. Today he went as Bob the Builder, famously a claymation TV show.
Yes.
I've got a Bob the Builder book. So that's kind of... give us a break, damn it. Come on.
No, absolutely. But in the news at the moment, there are some schools that are banning TV characters instead of book characters. Like, you had to really be strict with it. But it is interesting. I mean, I love Book Week, and I love, like, children's book, honestly, are one of my favourite things to go and have a look at the shops, because some of them will send you to tears.
Yeah,
they are pretty beautiful. Moving.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite book when you were growing up?
Yeah, Mum and Dad used to read me this book called Are You My Mother? It's a Dr. Seuss book.
Oh,
and
I
it's
love
about
Dr. Seuss.
It's these two, it's this bird. So it's like two birds. It's like the mother bird and an egg in the nest. And the mother's like, oh, I got to go find some, my egg's moving. I got to go find some food for it. And then she flies off. And then this baby bird hatches out of the egg. And then it's like, what is mother? Someone's. And then he's like, goes to a digger. He's like, are you my mother?
Oh.
No. Goes to a cow. Are you my mother? No. And he's just looking for his mother. And he finds his mother. It's beautiful.
And thank goodness for that. I mean, my favourite book growing up, also Dr. Seuss, is Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Yeah.
And I just think it's the most beautiful book. It's so inspiring. It's really hopeful, full of positivity. Like, the first line of the book is, congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head and have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose.
That's great. We love
that. I bloody
love
it.
But careful.
No, I'm not going to get upset about it.
No,
it's full
I'm
of possibility.
Not saying careful for you. I'm saying careful for me.
But look, I thought we could celebrate Book Week for us right here on the show today and do a little bit of a parade.
Now, I'm about that because Book Week parade in primary school was so fun. The first Book Week that I remember as a child, I was Specky McGee.
Cute.
Now, that was literally the first piece of literature that moved me, Specky McGee. And I remember dressing up in just footy clothes and just being like, yeah, I'm Specky McGee. And that was the best, getting to walk around the concrete basketball court at our primary school. That's what it's all about, right?
It is, certainly. I used to love a bit of Harry McClary when I was growing up.
Yes!
Schnitzel von Crumb with his
very
low
tum.
But look, what I want to do is, if you're in your car right now, kids, if you're listening, give us a call on 52-232-955 and tell us what you're dressing up as for Book Week this week.
Maybe you need help from your parent and they can do it on your behalf. Maybe you're in daycare, maybe you're in kindy. We want to do a radio Book Week parade, and we are going to introduce you, and you can tell us the book, tell us the character, and tell us why you love that book. And I think this could be the cutest thing that's ever happened on this radio show.
It really could be, but we need your help on 52-232-955.
All right, I believe we have young Hallie, who is 7, from Winchelsea. Hallie, are you having fun with Book Week so far?
Yes.
Aww, Hallie. Now, Hallie, can you tell us, what have you dressed up as this week?
ever dressed up as Tin Man and he got his eyes stuck together with the face paint.
Oh, no.
Got to be so careful with that face paint. And Tin Man's a great bit of commitment there.
Yeah.
Why do you like your character so much, Hallie?
There's actually two reasons, because that Dorothy, I really like how she clicks her heels, and because Mum wanted to do book week because it's my brother's last book week because he's going to high school, so she wanted to do it a movie that we both came from.
Oh, I love that movie as well, Hallie. That is one of my favourites. And of course, as Dorothy says, there's no place like home, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, Hallie, we are stoked for you. I hope you have the best book week.
Why are you doing that to me, dude?
I know you get real sad. It's all right.
That was beautiful. Thank
Wet
you
us
so
eyes
much,
in
Hallie.
Geelong.
Lucas is 5. Oscar is 10 from Drysdale. Let's lean into this. Hey, all right, we'll start with you, Lucas. What book are you reading and dressing up with for book week? The Ronaldo book, like the soccer player?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kicking goals, buddy?
Yeah, we got some smiles and laughter in the back.
Oh, that's so okay. Great.
And Oscar's 10. Oscar, what are you reading and dressing up for book week?
I'm reading Holes, the book, I've put a prison suit on.
That's great. You're talking to two people in their 30s, and let me tell you, Holes was great for us as well when we were growing up. That's awesome.
If you haven't seen the movie, I know it's about book week, but watch the movie, okay, there, Oscar?
Yeah.
Good on you, legends.
Oh, my word. All right. Sol is 11 from Lawn. Sol, what are you dressing up as for book week?
I'm dressing up as a banana costume with some of my mates.
Banana, right. Is there a significance to this? Is it Curious George or something?
Bananas and pajamas, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good book. It's a good book, and that's what we love. I would like to see that. And see, this is the thing about the actual parade that would happen, seeing a group of people walking around in giant banana costumes. That warms your heart. That's what Book Week's all about. So, Sol, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy. How fun. Oh, that was beautiful.
Dude, what are you doing to me?
What do you mean?
That's heaps.
Oh, it was just so special. We love Book Week. I think we'll have to bring back the parade later on this week.
Yep. All right. We'll cry all over again. Thanks, Damo.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.